know a lot of moms who really are superheroes. You're probably one of them. And I think it's so cool how oftentimes when moms are dealt a hard situation, when life doesn't go as planned, which is for all of us, right? Let's be real. But there is this resilience that arises. And I cannot wait for you to hear Elizabeth's story today because she shares some of her journey of the past, you know, 4 or 5 years, having kids, having some situations that she didn't expect. And yet, even in the midst of that, she is choosing her health. She is choosing to make herself a priority. She's down 30 pounds and she's going to share how she did it in today's podcast. Hey, welcome to the Kingdom Fit Moms podcast, where we believe that you can go on a journey to lose weight for the last time. I know you've tried all the things and you may not believe me yet, but when you do weight loss the Kingdom Fit Moms way, everything changes. You're in the right place if weight is constantly on your mind, you're confused about food, you're missing out on memories, and maybe even putting your dreams off for another day because this weight struggle is no joke. We're a community and we're on a mission to invite God into this weight loss journey so you can shed the burden and shine your light. I want you to start living and believing in the version of yourself that heaven sees. Let's get started. I sometimes can't even believe that it's my job, it's my passion, it's my privilege to help women lose weight for the last time. That's what I get to do every single day. And I just wanted to make sure that you know as a listener that you can work with me too. So I take a limited number of women inside of Fit Moms Academy to be my one-on-one clients and to be a part of this group coaching mastermind where you have access to accountability groups, weekly group calls, and 6 months of working one-on-one with me to help you get to the root of why the struggle with weight exists and really break free, just like you will hear today for Elizabeth's story. So if you're listening and you're like, man, I'm really feeling the nudge to do this thing with Kelsey as my health coach, I want you to pause this podcast right now, open up your email and send me an email at info@kelseywickenhauser.com and say, hey, I'm interested in chatting more about joining you inside of Fit Moms Academy. This space is for the woman who is ready. She is ready to dive into all that life has for her without this burden of excess weight. So if that's you and you are ready, send me an email, info@kelseywickenhauser.com and say, hey, I'm ready. Let's talk more about working together inside of Fit Moms Academy. Hi, Elizabeth. Welcome to Kingdom Fit Moms. So excited to have you here today.
Hey, Kelsey. Thanks for asking me to join today. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Tell our audience as we dive in a little bit about you, what life is like in your neck of the woods.
Yeah. So I'm Elizabeth. My family and I live in Northwest Indiana, and I'm a wife to my husband, Josh. We've been married for 5 years. We have 3 kids, 3 and under, 2 boys and a girl. Gideon is 3, Leland is 2, and Amelia is 1. I'm a stay-at-home mom, and Lord willing, I plan to homeschool. To better understand who I am and my family, I'd like to dive a little deeper into what our lives have looked like over the past 3 years and what Kingdom Moms has meant to us. Simply said, it has been nothing short of an emotional roller coaster of constant ups and downs. My father passed away in 2020, the day before my birthday, just 2 months after my firstborn son came into the world, Gideon. This wrecked my life on so many levels, emotionally and mentally. 4 months later, I had a miscarriage, and 3 months after that, in June 2021, I found out I was pregnant with Leland, our second son. So much grief and happiness wrapped all together over those 7 months. Fast forward to February 2022, Leland was born a somewhat traumatic birth and spent time in NICU with breathing and feeding problems. Unfortunately to say, those complications only continued to grow after we came home. In May 2022, when Leland was just 2 months old, he was diagnosed and hospitalized with failure to thrive. While at the hospital, they ended up putting an NG feeding tube in and saying he could not have any feedings by mouth. had his second surgery in his short little life, and among other specialists and therapists, we finally saw a geneticist while we were there. The doctor stated that we needed to have a genetic test done, stating based on the diagnoses and phenotypical appearances. When Leland was 5 months old, we found out that he has a rare chromosome disorder. Our lives once again were flipped upside down, twisted, and turned. I later found out that the genetic condition comes directly from me and is such a rare combination that we could possibly be the only family that has it.
Wow, so you've had like a pretty crazy few years. Like a lot has been going on.
Yes, a lot has been going on. It's been very trying,
Yeah.
very sad and hard, and yes, a
So keep
lot.
going. Tell us more of your story. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, it's fine. It's okay. In August 2022, Leland had a G-tube placed, and the same day as his surgery, I found out I was pregnant with Amelia.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. It was such a heavy day. I'll never forget the drive down to Indy by myself to take him for his surgery. I literally bawled my eyes out in gratefulness, but also in dreaded fear and anxiety. Will this baby also have complications? Will I miscarry again? What will my family think? It was an adjustment for everyone. That pregnancy was under strong radar and watch as I was now diagnosed with a genetic condition, as was Leland. We found out around 28 weeks gestation that Amelia had a kidney condition that was cause for concern. And so we had to get a urologist involved while she was still in utero. We ended up being induced earlier than I anticipated at 39 weeks because my fluid levels were dropping. Yet again, my plan fell apart, but God's plan is higher than mine, and for that I'm grateful. I'm always reminded of Isaiah 55, 8 to 9, where we're reminded that God's ways are higher than ours and his plans are higher than ours.
Amen.
Amelia was born in April of 2023. She inhaled copious amounts of amniotic fluid, but thankfully did not have to spend time in NICU. They immediately performed her DNA test through the cord blood. Come to find out, less than 2 weeks later, Amelia also had the same exact rare chromosome disorder as Leland. The reminder flooded my mind once again that they inherited it from me. At this point, as I did when I found out with Leland, I felt at fault, shattered, overwhelmed, and filled with fear. But fought so hard to not feel this way, as God has a perfect plan and will for their and our family's lives. But it still was so and is still so difficult. I can say I most definitely was not ready to relive the first year of Leland's life with my precious daughter. However, we did and continue to do so for both of them. We do so by the help of the Holy Spirit and God's abounding love, compassion, and kindness towards us.
And Elizabeth, your oldest, so Elizabeth has three kids. Your oldest did not have the genetic condition. Is that right?
That's correct. He does not have the genetic condition that Leland and Amelia do. He actually has a deletion on his fourth chromosome that I also carry,
Okay.
that he got from me. But he does not show the same severity of developmental delays and things of that nature. Yeah.
So tell us more. So, and I think it's I asked Elizabeth to share all these details of her story because so many moms are living in seasons of overwhelm, and we'll talk much more about that, but I just want you to hear all these details of Elizabeth's story and just be encouraged that she's still fighting for health even in the midst of this. So keep going. We want to hear more.
Thank you. Yes, so we are still dealing with multiple diagnoses for both kids, specialists and therapies, and this will be our lives for as long as we're here this side of heaven. And that is a huge and hard pill to swallow. I felt so stuck, broken, and just on autopilot in survival mode for so long. And some days and weeks, they still feel this way, surviving purely on God's strength and endurance. This just barely skims the surface of diagnoses and surgeries that we've been through with all three children. As I am sharing and being vulnerable, I do also want to just mention and acknowledge the other special needs families and just empathize with them that I know this does not even come close to what some of those families have endured with your sweet children, but this is our story and a huge part of what my husband, myself, and our family have had to overcome in the past 3 years. Some of the absolute lowest parts of my life and seasons of my life where I have never cried out to God more. So I know that was a lot of emotional load and dumping of kind of what we've been through. But I do want to just mention, if that's okay, Kelsey, that just some really good things that God has been doing in our lives with the kids.
Yeah, of course.
In God's goodness and compassion, he just still shines through in everything, in all of our children. He's given us such beautiful blessings that I am really thankful for. Gideon is developing and growing well. Is literally the best, most caring and servant-hearted big brother. He laughs and loves doing puzzles, playing outside and reading books. And Leland, by the grace of God, is now finally crawling at 2 years old. Has the most joyful personality. He is eating solids like a rock star and is currently drinking thickened liquids through a straw. So as I mentioned before, he has a G tube. He is not actually using that at all right now. So praise God. We're just
Wow.
using thickened liquids through a straw right now, like I said. But yeah, we're not having to use it right now. It's still there, but we're on hopefully on the up track of not having to use it anymore.
Yay,
And then
praise God.
Amelia, she's just the sweetest little princess, even in all of her sassy quirks and things. She adores cuddles and being with mom, and she loves her siblings so much. We're in really, truly insanely blessed and grateful for the children that the Lord has gifted us with. We know there is a perfect plan and a reason we are this family. I am expectant of how God will use our trials for our good and for his good and furthering his kingdom. Our last 3 years have been seeking God for wisdom on a new normalcy for our family and finding a ground of stability. I thank God for his goodness and peace throughout this whole journey. We've grown so much during this time. There is, of course, still room for growth, but as we pull ourselves, and myself especially, from this rut of emotional, mental, and physical grief, pain, and endurance, I see how I and my husband have been sanctified and how God has grown us individually and together. And for that, I'm grateful. With all that we have been through, I feel like we're a really close family, our little tribe of five.
Aww. And you guys, her little ones, they're seriously adorable.
Thank
I've only
you.
seen pictures, but
Yes.
I'm just praying for you that, I mean, I'm sure, I can't say this from experience, but I'm sure that especially the season you've been in with all the unknowns, has been really draining and really tiring trying to figure out what's next. And hopefully, at least you have some sense of what's coming now, right? Some,
Yes.
well, we never
Yes.
really do, but
Right. Yeah. No, but yeah, they told us, in the beginning, XYZ will happen or won't happen. And, like you put those things in your mind and you think that's what's going to happen. And then, God just completely proves them all wrong, and Leland's now crawling, for example. So, yeah, you just don't know. It's a lot of unknown and having to work through that.
yeah,
Which can just
so.
be really trying at times. A lot of patience and a lot of faith that things will work out. So,
Yeah, for sure. Well, tell us just a couple things that you are loving right now, just so that we can get to know you. We know a lot about your family and what you have been through up to this point, but tell us a few things about what you're loving, so we can get to know your personality.
yeah. So, I really recently am just finding joy in life right now, really just pressing into being present with the kids and having just a really great time. And we love quality time with family, and that's something that I really enjoy, just being able to be together, the five of us. And we enjoy going to the library and going on walks, and we created a new routine or special thing, a family movie night weekly that we do. So that's a lot of fun. And also just really love being a stay-at-home mom. That's an opportunity that I don't think that is always an option for some families. And so I that's just something I really don't take for granted. That I really love that. So, and being able to play with them and just be home, pour into their lives and teach them about Jesus. And then the last thing that I really love, is I love going to girls' nights. It's great. I get to go kid-free for just a couple of hours and we play games and we laugh and just are there for each other. And it's always just a really fun and relaxing time.
Aren't girls' nights like especially wonderful after you've had kids? Like you never
Yes.
appreciate them, and then you have kids, and you're like, oh my gosh, we have human
Yes.
interaction and laugh and yeah.
Yes, for real. For real. Yeah, you never realize how special they are.
Yes, definitely. So now you guys know Elizabeth, and we're gonna kind of transition into hearing a little bit more about, in the midst of a really trying season and a busy season, how she has managed to also make her health a priority. So maybe tell our audience initially a little bit about your journey from a sense of where you were when we started working together, with your health, and then what drew you to our community and the kinds of wins you've had. Kind of walk us through your journey so far.
Sure. So actually, I first found out about Fit Moms back in 2021. I think it was after I had had Gideon. And it was clearly not the time that the Lord had planned for me to be involved, as I just joined in September of 2023. But it always stuck with me. I was like, I know I'm going to get there one day. I'm going to get into this community and I'm going to be with these women. And so finally, here I am. I was roughly 5 months postpartum after, or when I joined after having Amelia. I was still mostly wearing maternity clothes or loose clothing, and I was at the heaviest weight and biggest pant size I'd been in my entire life. I felt very bulky and swollen, and I felt like I was still pregnant. I felt like I was unable to move in ways that I used to be able to. And this was really difficult. I felt very sluggish and unable to keep up with my kids and my family and my home. When I first kind of was looking at coming back in, I just happened to get an email from you, Kelsey, from one of your podcasts talking about the Fit Moms formula, which includes the three circles of weight loss. And after I listened to that, I knew I needed to be part of the community because there was a lot of healing that needed to happen, especially physically. 3 babies in 3 years, it took a huge toll on my body and my mind. And after much prayer and talking with my husband, Josh, and a couple of really close friends, I just felt the Holy Spirit really vividly telling me to move and sign up. Now that I am 6 months into my journey, I've lost 30 pounds in two pant sizes, which is extremely
Woohoo!
exciting, and never was anticipated. Lost a total of 60 pounds since having Amelia in April. I am currently waking up early to work out, which includes walking on the treadmill and a Pilates and yoga workout. It's actually kind of fun. Gideon loves to that I work out. He loves asking me at night as we wind down if I'll be working out in the morning. He'll say, "Are
That's
you
so
going to
cute.
walk or are you going to do this?" as he models a downward dog position. And so it's always fun to do that. And he gets some special time with me in the morning too. But my goal is ultimately to be able to run around with my kids and my husband and without feeling weighed down and to have the ability to participate, especially in activities like hiking, with more agility and endurance. Obviously, the smaller clothes sizing and specific number on the scale is really great and it's exciting, but I really am more excited about the ability to have fun and be healthy in mind and body and spirit.
Elizabeth is being humble because she is totally rocking. We have challenges, different challenges in Fit Moms Academy. And just to kind of clarify, so Fit Moms Accelerator, so that's the 10-week weight loss boot camp. It's a course. And Elizabeth jumped right into the academy so that we could work together. And inside the academy, we have different monthly challenges. And one of them we have going is a morning workout. And I think you're winning. At least you're in the
Oh,
you're in the
wow. I
You're in the
wasn't aware of
running, at
that.
least. We anyway, she's rocking it. And I
Well,
just wanted
thank you.
to interject quickly, if you're wondering what are the three circles of weight loss that Elizabeth is talking about. Very short, if you picture a target and you they're a target with three rings. The outer ring is what most people focus on, which in the world's way of doing weight loss is like Weight Watchers, counting calories, macros, medications, anything that will burn fat. And it does work for a season, but what we do in Fit Moms is replace the outer circle with focusing on eating real food. And then we move into that middle circle, which is all about implementation. So teaching you how to schedule your success and how to manage your time and plan your meals and plan your workouts and rethink and retrain your brain to think differently. And then the inner circle is what really makes us stand apart in Fit Moms, and it's how to invite God into the journey. So it's understanding identity, it's understanding the root lies or the reasons that the weight has been a struggle in the first place, getting you excited to live out your kingdom purpose without the burden of excess weight and declaring a new story over your life. So that's a really short synopsis of what she's talking about, if you're wondering about that. So So Elizabeth obviously has had incredible success on the scale and in her mobility and in her movement and exercise and all of that. But one of the parts of the story that I really think is amazing is how you have embraced real food in your life. So tell our audience, because remember, she's got three little kids, she's got all the excuses in the world, but tell our audience a little bit more about what this journey has been like for you.
Sure. I think that in order to explain where we are now, I think it's important to realize and be really vulnerable about where we began and where I've been before I started back in September. My week on average would be a mix between maybe real food for dinner, but junk and processed earlier in the day. I was eating out, whether fast food or the local Mexican restaurant, at least a few times a week. I love our Mexican restaurant, so that's where I struggle. Snacking any time of the
Mexican is
day.
amazing, right?
Mexican's so good. Snacking tons. Anytime I was tired, I would snack, try and keep myself awake. Snacking late at night after putting the kids to bed. I wasn't really drinking a ton of water, but I would drink soda, and those such a things. So was not at all living or working through a real food lifestyle at all. But in early October, I'd signed up in September. So about a month later, I had this nudge. Like, why did you embark? Why did you start this if you were never going to actually set sail? So I told my husband, I said, okay, that's it. I'm cutting out the sweet treats, fast food, soda, breads, pasta, tortilla chips. And at that time, I limited myself to one a day for something sweet or a bread type carb because I knew myself. I knew I would binge eat it if I didn't. So I was like, hey, you can have one a day. You start there. But I cut out soda and fast food completely, and I really limited my snacking to only if I was hungry. This took effort and grit to continue persevering forward, which I can only attribute to God giving me this strength. Some came naturally easy, if you will, but others, it was still tough. And if I can just say really quickly, for those that are listening, please don't think that you have to go rogue like I did. I sometimes just get a little bit of a crazy, I don't know, start or something, and I just go with it. But I don't do the same as some other people. So I think it's important to realize that choosing just one step forward and mastering it and then choosing another step is just as vital and impactful to your health. After a few days of realizing this, excuse me, I realized if I just ate how I feed my kids, which has always been majority real foods because I was anal about that, they rarely get processed snacks and such. I would be eating the way God intended and exactly what would fulfill my intentions. So the list of real food, actually, Kelsey, that you shared with us helped a lot. I was really encouraged about where we already were and what was on the list. Real food is so good. And I was shocked by how many things we were already eating. I was like, oh, well, this is not even as hard as like we make it out to be sometimes in our heads. Although it can be daunting, you know, how do you cook it? I'm not a cook by any means, so that's terrifying sometimes. Does it really taste good? Yes, it tastes delicious. And then don't get me started on the cost of real food versus the price of processed food, because that's just not even, yeah. But everyone, it's a lot more simple than we allow ourselves to think. Overall, now our family is implementing real food, I would say roughly 80% to 90% of the time. And to keep things simple in our home, we do a lot of leftovers and batch cooking. So some of our simple favorites that we have are egg bites with veggies, homemade granola, granola bakes, and oatmeals. Salads are or charcuterie plates for lunch. Homemade pulled chicken, pulled pork, steamed veggies, which we honestly just buy frozen veggies. So we make it really simple for ourselves. Cubed sweet potatoes and loaded potato night with meat, veggies, and cheese. And we do our best to make everything from scratch with real ingredients. Now, that all sounds really great, but we're not perfect. We still choose to eat out. We still choose snacks that are not the best for us. And we just struggle. We're human. But I personally try very hard to make those times when we do choose something outside of real food that it's a meal and not a whole day off of real food. And I really try to choose wisely if that option and choice is actually worth it. For example, like at a celebration or a special outing or something.
Oh, I love that. I choose a meal and not a whole day of real food. So that's really breaking that
Yes.
all or nothing thinking that so many of us have, like, oh, I blew it. I might as well just keep blowing it, right?
Yes. I really noticed that earlier on that I was like, well, kind of with my like my one a day thing, you know? And just realizing like one time is not going to mess up the whole entire big picture. So in enjoy it or don't, and then move forward and work through that and process it and then make the next best choice.
Yes. And a couple side notes. So Elizabeth did, she was so gracious to give us a bunch of her favorite recipes. So those will be down in the show notes. You can check those out. And I also just wanted to point out that it can be like, it can sound too good to be true to say, is all I have to do just eat real food? And I think maybe we've done one or two food log reviews in our time working together, but it, you know, like Elizabeth is not counting macros. She's not counting calories. She's not, you know, in some sort of man-made system. I've helped her tweak a couple things, but ultimately, she's just eating the way God intended, and it really can be that simple.
Yeah, and I mean, I didn't even like think of that, but yeah, you're right. I mean, how I started was just purely a real food change. I didn't add in movement. I didn't have exercise. And so when that first chunk of weight came off, it was purely just changing my diet and living and eating the way God intended us to do. And it was mind-blowing actually to see how incredible just a simple change like that can make.
That's true because it's just been in April, really, when you've been working out consistently.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. So just this month.
Just
So
this
she's
month. Yeah.
lost most of the 30 pounds by only changing her diet. So you guys hear
Yes.
nothing else. Hopefully you are
Right.
encouraged by that.
Yes.
So we've talked about the real food, we've talked about the movement. What has it meant for you to invite God into your weight loss journey? And have you had any specific shifts in your heart or mind through that process?
Yes. So actually, yes to all of that. I'm probably going to be pretty vulnerable here, and just say we'll just start at the beginning. I feel like God really called me into this journey. The Holy Spirit kept speaking to me and saying it was time to do this, so I made the move forward. And to be really vulnerable, I realized about 2 to 3 months into this journey that a lot of my motivation was coming from a standpoint of pride and wanting to be better than my goal of wow factor. It had gone too far. And God really brought that to my attention. And it was at that point when I resubmitted this whole process to him. At that time of resubmission, I had seen crazy, crazy fast results and was able to cut out so many things at once with barely a blink. None of it had, nor still does, really make any sense why it happened so naturally, so to speak. You know, God works in amazing ways. My heart was not in the right place, but God had me there for a reason and was still going to use it for his glory and my good. Once I hit this place of self-reflection and repentance, the journey didn't feel the same. I felt lost, confused, and broken, much like I had prior to beginning. That emotional high was gone and the flame blown out. But God showed me yet again his love, mercy, and compassion for me. Recently, the Holy Spirit showed me that this health journey is a gift and opportunity from himself to me, to see myself the way that he sees me, worthy of care, attention, and healing. An opportunity to have control over something in my out of control season of life. Reminding myself daily that I am made in the image of God and he has given me a temple, my body, to care for and nourish. It brings me great encouragement. God has continued to bless and reward this health journey for me as I continue to submit this journey and all things, especially my kids, to him daily. God has brought it to my attention that throughout this health journey, it was not just about me creating a more healthy body physically, but a more healthy mind and spirit as well. I have grown in my walk and my relationship with Christ throughout my time being in Fit Moms more than I had ever imagined. I have worked through and processed our life circumstances with new light and heart, God giving me peace, joy, and comfort during these trials we continue to face.
I love this so much because it really is just surrender, right? You've gotten to a place where you and he has, I mean, all of us, we have these trials and we have the choice whether or not to surrender. But I just love your description of in the beginning, I don't know how you worded it, of like wanting to be better than or like doing this out of the wrong place. Because we can easily make fitness and health an idol, but it's so cool to see how God has really transformed your heart in the midst of this.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, it was not what I anticipated, actually. It was kind of like just like a quick slap, like, Elizabeth, wake up. You're not doing this for the right reasons. And yeah, so then just a resubmission and completely surrender just of all areas of life back to God and realizing that it's not in my control,
And he's such a
which
good
can be
father that,
challenging.
yeah, as he's such a good father that as you've done that, like the results are amazing, right? Like physically
Yes.
even. So we can muscle our way through so many things, but when we just give it up, like he, I don't know. Anyway, I love that. Do you have a
Yes.
favorite Bible verse for weight loss?
Yeah, I actually do. It's Ephesians 2:10, for we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. And this kind of just speaks to me and my journey, and it's just kind of a motivation because it goes along with my vision and purpose for my whole health journey. I want to be the best version of myself in mind, body, and spirit in order to tackle and face the life God has blessed us with, including and especially, obviously, in all of the challenges and trials that we have faced over the past 2 years and will continue to face in different seasons of life. We are created in the image of Christ, and as image bearers, we are called to care for our temples and bodies so that we can live out of God's will for us while here on earth. And I think that in order, or while we're doing that, then we're able to move forward in what He's already prepared for us. The season of walking with special needs kids or whatever our marriage has to hold, we can then do that as we care for ourselves as well,
Yeah.
and care for the body that He's given us. We can just do that a lot better.
Yeah, it removes that extra burden, right? I love that.
Yeah.
Now, if you were to, let's say you were having coffee with somebody who is early on their journey, or they want to have the type of success that you have had to truly lose weight for the last time, like what advice would you give her? What kind of encouragement would you give her?
I think it's multifaceted, honestly. I am coming from as like a Christian, and things I would ask wisdom and guidance from God when the Holy Spirit prompts you to move and you feel that prompting and move and follow it. I really think that that made a difference, just moving when the Lord tells you to move. And then my first suggestion ultimately would be to start by making small changes to your diet by adding in more real food. And it can be done slowly and simply, or however you feel led. I obviously took out a ton at once, but that's not always what is necessary. It can just be one change at a time, exchanging X food for Y. For example, bread for avocado. Like, I took out tortillas in the morning with my eggs and added an avocado with my eggs, would be a simple step forward. Once you've successfully mastered or feel confident about that first step, then add in another one. And then I would also strongly suggest adding walking to your routine and just creating an active lifestyle for yourself. It's kind of crazy adding in just those few extra thousands of steps a day, how you can just really feel a lot lighter and more energized to keep going. So creating maybe a steps goal, and then once you've reached that and achieved it, then add 2,000 more steps perhaps. And then third, I would recommend adding in more water. And I didn't realize how much a difference that would make either until I did it myself. And these are all just things that I've tried and done, and they've been simple and sustainable. But I think that it's also important that if things get tough, because they will get tough, is just a process where the root of that is coming from. And sometimes you may actually have to change things in your life that are completely unrelated to food or movement first. For example, when I processed things like why I wasn't able to keep moving forward, and when I hit that slump of that resubmission and surrendering back this whole journey, I realized that I was very overwhelmed by a lot that was going on inside my home. There was a lot of chaos, there was a lot of clutter. I wasn't able to keep up even with daily life, so it felt very overwhelming to add on more, what felt like more, for this health journey to be, adding in different things. And But when I seriously took time to address the chaos and the clutter in our home and create a routine and a system in that, it actually allowed me freedom and brought me freedom, and I was able to add in movement from there. And I just chose walking. It's simple and it was easy to add to my routine. And then, as most of us, we all have really busy lives, a spouse, kids, jobs, commitments, you name it. And creating a healthy lifestyle, it's just that, it's a lifestyle. So we want it to be sustainable. You want it to be sustainable. And so you start with changes you can make and that where you can. Your health journey does not have to be complicated. I believe that when we begin to overcomplicate things, especially mentally, we are more likely to throw in the towel, or at least that is how it is for me.
Yeah, definitely. And it's been cool. I mean, you've just been such a great example of not overcomplicating it, right? Like you just have been like, I remember even early on when we started working together, you asked questions. You weren't afraid to ask questions. You know, tell me more about this. I don't know about this. You were just willing to learn and you just did the work and you made that commitment. And sometimes it is that shift and that mindset of I'm gonna do it until you told your husband and you guys just did it. So it's amazing.
Yes.
Can you share anything else about your experience inside of Fit Moms, if somebody is on the fence about joining us?
Yeah, definitely. So, I think it's very important to realize that Fit Moms is a community, first and foremost. And it's not some sort of fad diet. We're not here, doing crazy things or anything, burnout in a few weeks type of program or journey. It's not, and it's not only about weight loss. It's a community of amazing women who are all striving to be all that God has created us to be in mind, body, and spirit. And learning is actually a really big part of this journey. Learning for about foods and what God's call is on our lives, and how God has given us food to nourish our bodies. Learning about roots that have caused us to view food and exercise the way we do, and ways to manage your time and actually prep for success. And I also honestly cannot say enough about the community. I know I've said that word like 3 times now, but the community is like, it's on point. The women in the group are raw, they're vulnerable, amazing, encouraging, motivating. They're just real life women and moms. They aren't, here to try to like, I don't know, the key word that keeps coming to mind is like sell you something. We're not here to like sell you something. Like the community is just like a very honest and real community. And we're all just going through life together, which is amazing. And it's exactly as God has called us to do, is be in community with other believers and work together and encourage each other. Overall, Fit Moms has been more than I ever thought or imagined it to be. And I was actually joking with my husband the other night. I was like, I really hope you're prepared because I'm not done when the academy is over. Like they can't lose me yet. So, or rather, I can't lose them yet. So it's
Oh.
just a really great community. And
Well, and you add a lot of value to the community too. And that's been one of my favorite parts as a coach to just see more and more women and more stories just like yours, Elizabeth, who come in and they one woman's having success, she's raising another woman to have that success, and that bar just keeps raising higher and higher, and it's a cool vibe. So we're having fun over there. So thank you so much for sharing your story. I know that it will seriously encourage women to pursue their health and that they're worth it in the thick of things, right? You have been such a good example of that.
Thank you, Kelsey.
Yes. Well, thanks for hanging out today, and thank you to all our listeners for tuning in on to Kingdom Fit Moms. Hey, Fit Mom. If this episode blessed you today and you can think of somebody else who's struggling in her weight loss journey, would you consider sharing this week's episode with her to give her a sense of hope? And then while you're at it, hop on over to our free Facebook community, Kingdom Fit Moms, for daily encouragement and support. Let's go shed the weight to shine the light.